The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I love the Christmas music. I just love the Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music. We're a little slow this year here on Bob Burney Live. We have all this Christmas, that's what we call bumper music. Yeah, going in and out of segments, that's what we call bumper music. And we've got all kinds of Christmas music in the system. It's all ready to go. And every day in the morning, I got to tell Jeff, let's start playing the Christmas music. And then I'd forget. And then Joy would remind me, you're not playing the Christmas music yet. I know, I keep forgetting. And today I finally remembered. And so we've got Christmas bumper music. But at home, we have one of those. I don't want to say the name, because if you have one in your home, it'll turn blue and start asking you for commands. But we have one of those in our house, her, if you know who I'm talking about. And all we have to do is say her name, you know, play Christmas music by Mannheim Steamroller, play, you know. Well, we have dozens of Christmas CDs, and Joy got them out today, loaded up one of our CD players, and just all morning long we were just enjoying the Christmas CDs. I don't know whether I should confess this or not, but one of my all-time favorite Christmas CDs is from the Letterman. Now, I wasn't a huge fan of the Letterman back in the day. I liked them, but I wasn't a huge fan. But they have one Christmas CD that I just absolutely love. And one particular song on the CD about Mary, and if I couldn't tell you the words right now, if my life depended upon it. But anyway, we love the Christmas season. This year is going to be different. It is going to be different. If you haven't heard Anthony Fauci, the world's number one authority on communicable diseases and all of that stuff. Anthony Fauci basically says, forget Christmas. Dump it. Forget it. Don't have Christmas. Don't celebrate Christmas. Don't have anybody in your house. Don't have your family. Don't have your kids. Don't have your grandkids. Don't go see your grandkids. Don't go see your kids. You stay at home. You alone for Christmas. All right. I want to see this COVID-19 thing go away. I probably want to see it go away just as bad as most of you do. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I want it to be over. But who knows how many Christmases you will have? You know? How do you, you know, and Fauci is in his 80s. This dude is 80 years old. Now, he seems very healthy, but he's in his 80s. He has, oh, Joy is reminding me, the song is What Child Is This, but it's an incredibly unusual arrangement of Watch. Thank you, hon. She just saved my bacon again. It's a Letterman arrangement of What Child Is This that I just love. But anyway, Fauci is in his 80s. And he's saying, we're not doing Christmas this year. We're just, nope, no kids, no grandkids, nope, nope, just. And I'm thinking, dude, you have no guarantee you're going to be around next Christmas. And I would assume, since he's Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's gotten the vaccine. I would think, you know, if anybody would get it, I would think he's probably already had. But anyway, it's going to be a different Christmas. And what I said about Thanksgiving, I want to repeat about Christmas. Take what God gives you. Many of you, not just a few, many of you are going to have a Christmas unlike any other year. Fewer family members, maybe no family members. I told you, for Thanksgiving, first time, this coming Monday, we will have been married 51 years on the 21st, if she keeps me till Monday. And the first time we spent Thanksgiving alone, just the two of us. And you know, it was okay. We had a wonderful day. We really did. But it was different. It was unique. It was unusual. Take what God gives you. If you have a house full of family, praise God. If it's just you alone, praise God. If it's you and your spouse, praise God. We put an enormous emphasis on family at Christmas, but that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is remembering the birth of Jesus Christ, who came into this world. He was born to die for our sins. And if you can celebrate that with a bunch of family, that's wonderful. If not, you can still celebrate Christmas. So I know I'm being repetitious, but I think it's intentional. Take what God gives you. Scripture says, in everything, give thanks. Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Scripture says, contentment with godliness is great gain. We so often spend so much of our time and our lives wishing away our lives. We wish we had this. We wish we had that. We wish we had that. And complaining and murmuring about what we don't have. And this Christmas, many will not have what they've had in the past. And I'm not just talking about possessions and gifts and so forth, but family too. Joy and I know of several of our friends who will spend their first Christmas without their husband or without their wife. We know several. In fact, I would say that possibly this year, Joy and I know more personal friends who will spend their first Christmas without their spouse. Probably more this year than probably any other year. It's just, it's been one of those years. So be thankful. Be contented. Give thanks. And celebrate the real reason for the season. I know that's become a cliche, but it's very important. Okay. Breaking news from the FDA. Yeah, just moments ago, I'll share that with you when we return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And oh, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The breaking news, an FDA panel has just moments ago endorsed Moderna's COVID vaccine. Now, if this is handled the same way the Pfizer vaccine was handled, the FDA independent panel advises, yeah, we give the go-ahead, and they make a recommendation to the FDA. And with the Pfizer vaccine, it was about 24 hours later, the FDA gave their final approval for the vaccine, and it began being shipped immediately, within 24 hours after the FDA approval. It was in hospitals and clinics, and vaccines were being given. So I guess we can anticipate that within the next 24 to 48 hours, we will have two vaccines, very similar. The Moderna vaccine does not have to be stored in super cold temperatures. It's a little easier to handle, I understand, but I believe it takes two doses as well. But anyway, that's the breaking news. The FDA panel has endorsed Moderna's COVID vaccine. Now the FDA will take that recommendation, and if it's like Pfizer, within 24 to 48 hours, we should have approval, and we will have two separate vaccines. I don't think anybody's going to have a choice. If you want the vaccine, I think you're going to have to take what's available. But hey, what do I know? All right, let's go to the phones. And I've got Al in Westerville. Al, what's happening in Westerville today?
We have snow on the ground. My bird feeder is covered with snow. I have a cardinal by it. And the lights are twinkling, colored lights from the neighbors. And it's Christmas, you know, it's winter here in Ohio.
But
people,
gorgeous, Al? Joy and I were driving around this morning, and you talk about winter wonderland. It's one of the most beautiful snows we have had in many years. It is just gorgeous. And right out of our Christmas window, we have some kind of bush. I don't know what it is. And we hang a bell in the middle of the bush that's bird seeds and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it draws cardinals and all kinds of birds. And this thing is all covered with snow. And the birds are in there. And it was like a postcard. But anyway,
it would make a Hallmark postcard.
It would make a Hallmark postcard. It really would. Add two people that fall in love and kiss at the end, you would have a Hallmark movie.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I always loved the snow. I mean, I grew up in New York City, and we always liked it when the snow came, because if you looked, it would come down, it would cover the sidewalk, and the one thing which all of us who lived in New York City would marvel at, it covers the sidewalk, it looks nice and clean and pure, and it covers the garbage. And then a couple hours later, it all turns to mush. If you've ever been to New York City, you have to, and if it snows, you have to go to Central Park, because it looks wonderful. Walk along Fifth Avenue, they're selling chestnuts, pretzels, vendors, the store windows, and of course the tree in Rockefeller Center. And you know, I go on a, you want to ask Christmas memories. It's like there's so many I've had. I remember being when I, before I got married, I remember spending many, many Christmases away from my family in different parts of the world. I remember one Christmas I was actually stuck in Rome, of all places.
Oh.
And couldn't find a place to sleep, and ended up sleeping in the subway.
Wait a minute. Al, you slept in the subway in Rome?
I slept in the subway in Rome, and I had a police carbonieri come by, tap tapped me on the shoulder, started speaking in Italian, and I told him I'm an American, and I showed him my passport, and I also showed him my, yes, I'm part of Uncle Sam's big green machine. And he said, no problem, problem. And he said, you need someplace to sleep? I said, well, yes, I do. So I went to the police station and ended up bunking with the Carabinieri in Rome.
Well, see, now, it's easier for me to believe that you spent the night in the jail than in the subway. I mean, that's, hey, yeah. Al in jail, I believe that just in a heartbeat. But in the subway, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been to New York several times, never been to Central Park, never once been to Central Park. Isn't that incredible? Never been there. I've just been blowing in and out of town at the airport, layovers. We did a mission trip once, and we did some on the street, did street preaching. Down by the Statue of Liberty. What's the park there by?
It's down Battery Park.
Yeah, Battery Park. We did street preaching in Battery Park. Had a wonderful time. Even had people accept Christ right there in Battery Park.
Yeah, it's amazing where people will accept Christ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. And, we had a friend who is now in Phoenix, Arizona, but he was from Egypt, an Arab Christian. And man, was he a street preacher. He was so good. And we went with him and put together a team, and we had such a good time. Went up to the top of the Trade Center Tower, which is, of course, an incredibly wonderful memory. But
now, I remember going there when I was younger, when it was a big hole in the ground, when they were digging the excavation out with my uncle Lou. That was my Lou, and watching him just dig it out, because that whole section where they put in the Trade Center, that used to be Radio Alley in New York. That's where they had all these electronic shops.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all those small shops disappeared when they built the World Trade Center. And when it came down and they were rebuilding it, and I remember walking through there, and I was just looking through a hole in the window, and they were digging it out. And I remember the original hole. I never went there when the towers came down. I had three good friends of mine that had the towers collapse on them. I had another friend who was in the Pentagon when that was hit.
Wow. Well, Al, thanks for calling and sharing your Christmas memories. I appreciate it.
No problem, Bob. Best to everybody. Merry Christmas.
You as well.
If
we don't,
reason for the season.
If we don't speak before Christmas, you and your family have a blessed and wonderful Christmas. All right?
Same to you, Bob.
All right. God bless you. Alan Westerville. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.